Welcome to the Do Zone, where entrepreneurs go to get things done. I'm your host, Josh Thomas. You can find me on all social media at JT Literally. Each week, I bring on experts from a variety of backgrounds to share their secrets on how to optimize performance so you can take massive action and crush your goals. The Do Zone is sponsored by Conversational Funnels. This is the new way to automate lead generation, qualification, and appointment bookings for service-based businesses. If you want more calls booked on your calendar without having to pay some expensive marketing agency or hire appointment setters, Conversational Funnels are the best bang for your buck in 2024. You can download the blueprint for free by going to conversationalfunnels.com. Today's guest is Stefan Fehr. He is an AI pioneer and founder of moderniqs.com, who is deeply immersed in content creation, content dominance, inbound marketing, business and entrepreneurship. He has been involved in the world of artificial intelligence since 2019. His expertise lies in crafting intelligent apps, founding an AI app store, and designing large-scale websites. Also, he is speaking and blogging about the future of work, society, and AI. Stefan, welcome to the Do Zone. Tell us something you believe is the key to getting stuff done that most people wouldn't think of.
Hello, hello. Yeah, so getting stuff done. So I differentiate here between multiple tasks and the major tasks. So when it comes to, I'd like to pick the major tasks here. And look, I was writing blog articles before AI in 6-8 hours. And with AI, I was at the quality level we do now in 20 seconds. It took me 4 hours. So you know, it's not just the text, it's images and so much stuff. So really the key to getting stuff done is obsessing over operations, I would say. So at least that's what I'm doing. So obsessing over getting better. And it's kind of, for everybody in the audience who knows it, they're probably feeling the same. But if you think about improving efficiency, for example, you know you're kind of thinking like, maybe I can get 30% better, maybe I can get 80% better. But what happens when you get 99.9? This is where the thing happened, right? So if you used to create one article a day, and then you created a tool that you can create 10,000 articles a day in the same quality, that's where shit gets done.
There's also a fine line to be drawn there, because the last couple of words you said makes all the difference. It's the same quality. Mm-hmm. Because we can go and crank out 10,000 articles of garbage, and then mm-hmm. that's not worth even one good article. And so mm-hmm. the challenge is being able to replicate that quality at such a high level, because the difference between 99.9% and 100% is infinite. Mm-hmm. When you're talking about I'm 99.9% dead versus 100% dead, mm-hmm. So how do you maintain the quality when you're exponentially multiplying your output like that?
Yeah, you're not just automating speed, but automating quality at the same time. Look, let's take whatever. Let's take a car. If you put a lighter, better motor in, you are faster and you have higher quality, right? So it's about identifying factors to get things done. I just look at what Elon does and think, can I do this in my company? And it's like, okay, most of the time you can, you just gotta look at it. They've been grinding machine. I'm not sure if that's the right word in English. The surface of the rockets, and that's uh-huh. taking forever. So you kind of have to cut material out, and now they're just rolling square meters. And that's like, so the difference here is the production system. The production system can be a million times faster, And then I was thinking, can I change my production system? And the answer was yes. So,
Yeah,
yeah.
so let's talk about that. When you say a production system, a lot of us think that the only way to do something is the way that we know. I actually just presented this morning on a way to create high quality content in about 5 minutes, and you would love this because it's kind of what you do. But we basically just talk into an audio recorder and get the transcript, and we have ChatGPT turn it into an article. And it's still your words. It's just that ChatGPT is organizing it, and so you don't have to sit there and go and like style it and all that stuff that takes you extra time. And so, as far as your production system, what are some ways that we can like change the way we're thinking about the way we produce content specifically?
Well, so okay, I think about like when you want to create a high quality blog article, there's like Google looks for a couple of hundred factors. For example, is it having images? Is it having only one image, or is it having multiple images? Are the images nice? Are the images small, so the site can load fast? Do you have a table of contents? Do you have plagiarism? That's a big one. And so there's like many steps that you're supposed to do, and by hand nobody really does because it's just taking too much time. And that's one of the reasons why a lot of articles aren't performing too well. And you can automate a lot of that. So that's what I'm also saying. Like when I'm talking about 20 seconds to create an article instead of 4 hours with ChatGPT. So everybody who knows, like you can create a blog article and with ChatGPT in seconds as well. But it's, if you want to do all those steps, like I mean, the only thing ChatGPT really does is, apart from text, is the headline structure. And do the images have alternative image texts? Are they fitting to the image? And there's a lot you have to do by hand. And we kind of automated most, and we're automating more, right?
Yeah, and really, that's really where everything is going, is automating it. And one topic that I know is important to you is, as we continue to develop AI, we are striving to build a bigger, better, faster race car mousetrap, and that does all of these bells and whistles, and it'll make your coffee in the morning, and it'll tuck your kids in bed at night. But you say, hey, well, should we keep doing that, or should we go towards the direction of simplicity and just one-click solutions? Could you just talk about that for a minute?
Oh yeah, sure. So it's actually the whole O1 thing from OpenAI. I'm a heavy critic, I have to say, because I don't see how a system like this is really needed. Like there are use cases, I get that, but just give you an example. The AI systems we had, even GPT-3, if you set those systems up correct and you train them good, they can perform 10,000 times faster than a skilled employee using ChatGPT. So we're talking a trained employee that uses ChatGPT. You can a GPT-3 system that is set up correct can be a 10,000, like can do the same amount of work as 10,000 of those guys. So GPT-4 was already a step too far, I think. And now we're having O1. And I don't see how, like, we build a one-click app to automate high-quality content generation. But you can create one-click apps for almost anything, any use case, right? So if we have like 2,000 apps doing the 2,000 most used tasks, we're not going to have many people working in office globally anymore. And that could have been possible totally with 2 years ago AI. And now
Yeah.
we are like infinite steps ahead of this.
Well, it's
Yeah.
that's an interesting point. And as you were saying that, I'm thinking about my cell phone and how 10 years ago, the camera on my cell phone was far superior to any digital camera that had ever been invented 10 years ago. And then they kept out coming out with new phones, and it's like the camera is better. But like, dude, the camera's already really good. Like, I don't need a better camera. I just need to be able to open my phone and have it do what I need it to do. And it's like you get to this point of diminishing return. Do we really need to go faster? We're already pretty fast. We need better utility. We need better usage.
I posted, I did do a post recently where I said, old AI solving old problems, new AI creating new problems.
Yeah,
It's
that's the
not
idea.
making much sense. That our world is progressing very, very slow, like retirement systems or education systems and so on. This is all moving extremely slow. And we are developing systems now that can move infinitely fast technologies. Like this is, there's a big mismatch. Just saying. Yeah.
Yeah, and so tell us a little bit more, Stefan, about what you do and who you serve.
Well, so our tool is think about a podcast host, huh? A podcast host creates a records an episode, and then you can take the transcript of the episode and put it into ChatGPT and tell ChatGPT to create 10 headlines. For say it, this is a transcript of a podcast episode. Please create me 10 matching headlines. And then you take the headline and paste it into our system. And then you take the transcript and paste it into our system. And you have some little interesting prompt before that is working really well. And then you can create extreme high quality blog articles, 10 articles out of one podcast episode. That's a use case. Or if you just like a normal, like whatever, imagine you have a cocktail bar. Now you have. You're in a town with, let's say, 500,000 people, and there's 100 cocktail bars. You're the only cocktail bar that has blog articles for every cocktail you have on the menu. Now, who's Google going to send the traffic if somebody's searching for Long Island Iced Tea Berlin? I mean, if everybody else is just having a website and you have blog content that people actually can look at, it's kind of obvious who Google is going to send the traffic. Yeah.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And so, where can we go to learn more about this?
Yeah, that's, well, it's not really a learn, it's a one-click app. It's like fill in and create. It's not like ChatGPT where you really have to learn. It's like super, super simple. And it's more like you wait at the red bus, at the red stoplight, and you have a content idea, you put it into the system and the article is created. That's moderniqs.com. And you should blog once a month. To that, so that Google sees that there's something happening with your company, and that's why we have one free article per month.
Okay, very good. ModernIQs.com then.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, hey, we're going to wrap up from here. Thanks so much to our guest, Stefan Fair, for coming on and sharing a little bit of wisdom about how he gets things done and a unique perspective about how old AI is solving the new problems that new AI is creating. So that's pretty cool. Those of you who want to learn more about getting some high quality content made at scale, you can go to moderniqs.com. That's it for this episode. My name is Josh Thomas. Whether you're on your morning commute or in the gym, somewhere out in the field, snap a selfie, tag me at JT literally. Show me what you do while you're in the do zone. One more time, if you want to solve the problem of lead generation qualification and follow-up by automating it completely, you can download the Conversational Funnels Blueprint for free at conversationalfunnels.com. That's it. Now let's get to work.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Do Zone podcast. If you're running a service-based business that's looking to grow this year, let's talk about how we can slingshot you into momentum with a quick injection of cash and sales. Our clients typically see results in as little as 7 days. To learn more about what we do, you could go to factorone.io. Once again, that's factorone.io. We'll see you next time.